Howdy, folks. I'm Mark. It's just me today, but thanks for joining me for this short talk about video games. You are listening to Quick Play, so let's get into it. This is a bit more of an off-the-cuff, looser form episode. I'm working off a brief outline, which became a kind of robust outline. But whatever, we're talking about Xbox and Microsoft, if you're not tired of hearing about it. I've been thinking about it over the week, listening to a few other folks on it, and I wanted to add my own thoughts to the pile. So by no means will this be exhaustive, but that's what this podcast is all about. It's, of course, prompted by the closure of a handful of game development studios under Microsoft, specifically under ZeniMax Bethesda, and those include Tango Gameworks, Arcane Austin, Alpha Dog Games, and Roundhouse Games, which got shoved into ZeniMax Online Studios. And I've talked about Xbox and Game Pass and Microsoft before, and how I've used it. I had a whole episode back on that back in July now. I thought that was a lot more recent, but I really enjoy Game Pass. I upgraded from Xbox One to a Series X because I believed that's how I would want to play my games, at least on Xbox. And I've defended a lot of Xbox and Microsoft decisions, or at least not really panicking about them. And that's been really challenged with this news of the closures. It's not a 180-degree turn for me, but I will get into that. But specifically, the closure of Tango Gameworks, who just released Hi-Fi Rush last year, which I loved. That shook a lot of people, and it shook me because I really love that game. Would be sad not to get a sequel, and that really accentuates a kind of no-one-is-safe mentality from being sacrificed on the altar of the bottom line. The layoffs across the whole game industry over the last while have been really rough, but I've been pretty removed from it all. And while I think it's incredibly frustrating for everyone's lives who are like actually upended by layoffs, part of me has had the mentality of like, well, that really sucks, but that's just business. And it's awful that people lose their jobs. And it's not right that people lower down the ladder get punished by the decisions at the top. But there hasn't really been a closure or announcement of layoffs that has really prompted me to make a change in my consumer habits. So sure, it's taken the closure of something that I personally held in really high regard for it to actually hit home. And maybe there's something self-centered to work out there, but whatever. That's not what we're here for today. But the concern here is that maybe Game Pass is becoming not as much a place for things like Hi-Fi Rush, that try out something new or is a smallerish game. I know that's been a whole topic of discussion, what makes a small game, but or something that just offers a surprise. And as much as Xbox's own narrative would say otherwise, that's a concern coming out of this whole debacle. And so what changes for me is not really anything right now. I don't really regret buying an Xbox, and I'll still use Game Pass the way I've been using it. It's a relatively cheap way to try out games that I wouldn't have otherwise, and that's what they want to be. I'll let it lapse sometimes and resubscribe when I want to play something else. That is also for now, and that's all this news is what is making me question that too. Because this whole thing has made me recognize, as a relatively new Xbox fan who rode in on the wave of Game Pass, the way it's set up does not really create loyalty. It was really a low barrier of entry to get in, and it's a low barrier of entry to get out. And in some way, that's really nice. If I want to go in a totally different direction and sell my Xbox or something else, I'm not really losing a huge investment. I've outright bought maybe 6 or 7 or 8 games on Xbox, all either small indies or on the steep sale. And most of that, I could likely re-download them on a PC anyway, or even thought about if a Steam Deck would be a better route for me. There are ways that I could probably access all the stuff I've bought through the Microsoft Store through a Steam Deck. So Xbox just kind of makes it easy to say goodbye through Game Pass. And the studio closures are lamentable and frustrating, and it was just overall callous towards developers' efforts and livelihoods. But as a consumer, I don't really feel betrayed by Microsoft because I'm not really locked into Xbox in the same way that I am with like Nintendo. So if or when Game Pass no longer makes sense for me, then I just stop subscribing, and maybe I sell my Xbox at that point. I lose a few games at that point, but nothing really major, and that's not really a bad thing. We shouldn't be beholden to corporations, particularly for an optional, expensive consumer hobby. So good or bad, just an observation of what I've realized kind of through all this. But what does this mean for Microsoft, Xbox, and Game Pass? When Xbox has really struggled to form an identity beyond just, you know, Halo and Forza, I'm starting to realize that Game Pass as their main hook will probably end up hurting them. Game Pass as their identity does not do enough. So I didn't buy an Xbox because of the games. Like, personally, I bought in because of the service. And I think a lot of people have as well. And that was a success. But it remains to be seen if that will remain a success, because remaining a success then takes the games for the service. But games take a very, very long time to make, and Xbox still has yet to form a decent brand around its games. I used to think that they had a few more years, because again, games take a very long time to make. We'd realize that success retrospectively even, so I feel like it'd be more of a looking back at the end of the generation, look at all these games that we got on Xbox, day one on Game Pass, or whatever. But with these studios apparently getting closed down fairly soon after they release a game, it now feels a little bit more make or break on financial growth, even regardless of critical reception, such as in the case of Hi-Fi Rush. From a business standpoint, I'm sure there were good reasons to close these studios. No reasons were given. But what's clear in the case of Tango, that reason is not based on critical success or audience reception to their latest game. It's just business. And business dictates a lot of, or most of, this industry, not as much the art form, as much as the Xbox heads would like to say that. You need to have a good balance of that. Otherwise, what's the whole point? And not giving that where it's due is massively concerning. Not only for the people whose lives are upended, but even just for us as consumers. And so granted, this is not a pattern yet. There's been plenty of layoffs, but I don't really know of other studios who are closed down entirely, especially right after a successful game. That's cause for concern, especially if you're a developer, but we don't know yet if this is a one-off thing or is this a signal for the times ahead. But if it does become a pattern, then it definitely feels like a situation of Microsoft just shooting itself in the foot, or even downright hypocrisy, with all the language around Game Pass being a place for developers to try new things. If more studios close down, regardless of critical success, and whether that's recent success or past or even potential success, then it becomes more clear that the identity and focus is not about the games, it's about the money. Of course, Sony and Nintendo do this too. They're just able to hide it better. And so at a point that reaches a boiling point that pushes me away from Xbox and Game Pass, I don't know yet. But for Microsoft overall, if their big experiment fails and they became simply a third-party publisher, or if they shut down Game Pass, they stopped making Xboxes, I wouldn't really feel like there's a major loss there. I mean, especially as long as I've got my money's worth out of the Xbox. I don't know how many people are like me, but again, that going back to that lack of garnering loyalty from your fan base just feels like a massive problem. I also don't think that's necessarily going to happen, nor do I think Game Pass is actually going away anytime soon. It's not as assured to last as it seemed before, but Microsoft and Xbox are trying to figure out how to make it work. Making it work just also means closing down studios. But I also remember a tweet. This is from Spawn Wave, like years ago now, that was along the lines of, let's just enjoy Game Pass while it lasts, which struck me because I didn't realize at the time that it could be finite. At least for me, before all these closures happened, it seemed like Game Pass would just continue forever alongside more traditional ways of buying games. And it'd just be like that. But now it's more clear to me that for these subscription services and cloud-based gaming to be ultimately sustainable, they either have to be big enough to become the future of gaming and the primary way people play games, like how we consume TV and music now, or it fails, and traditional way of purchasing games is just the way it's going to be. But I also think that what Microsoft and Xbox do next, how they treat their studios, how they output games, will potentially determine that. But I'm done talking about Xbox. I'd rather talk about X-Men 97. Wow, what a show. That's a good time. Okay. What am I playing? I am playing Animal Well. Thank you all for joining me, and thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials at Quick Play Pod, and let us know, would you miss Xbox if it disappeared? That's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.